In the gospel reading, Peter asks a great question of our Lord, and he said, "Look, we've left everything to follow you. What then shall we have?" That's the important question that tends to burn within us. It's a selfish question, however, if you really look at it. What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? What you're going to get out of it is God. And so we need to be able to turn it the other way. So we have to ask, first of all, have I left everything to follow the Lord? Now we have to again be clear about that, because to follow the Lord is to do what he's asking. So if you have a vocation to be married, he's not asking you to give up husband or wife. He's not asking you to give up children. That's the vocation to which he's called you. But if you are called to be married, it is to give up everything else in order to live that state in life. If he's calling you to be a religious, yeah, then you give up everything and you follow him. But the real question, whether it's for the religious, for the single people, the married people, or whether it's for the priests, am I truly following the Lord? Too many of us just kind of want Jesus to be there. We don't really want to follow him, because we know that if we do, number one, he's going to ask some difficult things. Number two, we're going to be different from everybody else, and heaven forbid that anybody would think we were weird. And so we tend not to follow him too closely. So Peter and the apostles were willing to give up everything and to follow the Lord. So we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to do that same thing? Am I really following him wholeheartedly? Is really what it comes down to. Don't ask yourself, how much am I giving up? Just simply ask the question, am I following wholeheartedly? Am I really seeking to be able to love the Lord and do his will? Because that's really what it's all about. Then when you look at it and say, well, if I'm doing that, love by its nature is a two-way street. And so it's a relationship. If I'm loving the Lord, he's loving me. And if I've given up 100%, then I can receive 100%. If I've only given up 60%, then all I can receive is 60%. He's loving me 100%, but I can't receive it all because I haven't given it all up. And so that's where it comes down to when Peter is saying, we've given everything up, what will we have in return? Yeah, he talks about the fact they'll be seated on 12 thrones and they'll be judging the tribes of Israel and all this other stuff. Big deal. They get God. I don't think any of the apostles at this point cares one iota whether or not they get to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. They're going to do whatever God wants. That's fine. They care about the fact that they're in heaven. That's the only thing that matters. And so what are we going to get in return? Everything. Scripture is very clear. God is all. Nothing exists apart from God, which means everything exists within God. And if you have God, you have everything. But if you're attached to anything, then that's what you've got. So in order to have everything, you need to give up everything. We need to be solely intent on doing the will of God. That sounds like a great thing, and it is. But it is not an easy thing. First of all, because we're very much attached to our own will, so we don't like to give that up. Secondly, because God will ask of us difficult things, and we don't like to do that. And so we really have to look seriously at that question. Am I willing to give up everything to follow the Lord? Am I really willing to die to myself in order to live for the Lord is really what that question comes down to. That's where the rub comes. It's not just, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. That's nice, that's good. Do we love Jesus? Do we serve Jesus? Do we live for Jesus? Is Jesus our life? Or is Jesus just a part of our life? That's where the difference is. So if we're going to give up everything to follow him, he becomes our life. If we give up some things to follow him, well, then he becomes part of our life. So how serious are we? Is really what the question comes down to, I guess. Are we really serious about serving the Lord? We can be minimalists and we can say all that's required to get to heaven is that I die in the state of grace. Yeah, that's all that's required. But then how much of heaven are you going to be able to receive? On one hand, you enter into heaven, so it's all there for you. But heaven is pure love. And you can only receive to the degree that your heart is open to do so. So if you're trying to do the absolute minimum to be able to get by, what are you going to have when you get to heaven? The absolute minimum. God has the maximum for you. He wants you to have all. He wants you to have himself. And we don't tend to want that because we're looking at it selfishly. That's where the question is a problem. What's in it for me? That's not love. Love has to do with what am I giving to the other, not what am I receiving from the other. In this case, we already know what we're receiving from the other, 100%. So there's no question even from that side. The question is from our side, how much am I really willing to love him? How much am I willing to give to him? Am I willing to make this 100%? That's the goal for which we want to strive. How far along are we in that process? Everyone's at a different place, but you have to kind of assess that by looking into your own heart and asking, how much am I really loving the Lord? And if you're serious about that question, he'll show you. He'll show you where your selfishness is. He'll show you where you're still attached to different things. He'll show you where you're not willing to die to self. He'll show you where you're not serving him. He'll let you see all of those things if you're really serious. If you're not serious, he's not going to pay any attention to it. But if you really want to know, if you really want to grow in your love for God, then he will help you to see the areas where that needs to happen. Because it's not about having warm, fuzzy feelings about God. It's not about an emotional relationship with the Lord. It is about dying to self and living for Christ. That can be very, very difficult and very, very painful. Are we really willing to do that? Or to what degree are we willing to do that? Because that is the answer to St. Peter's question. What will we receive? You'll receive to the degree that you're willing to give. That's what it comes down to. God is giving 100%. He will receive 100% of what you're willing to give him. He's giving you 100%. How much are you willing to receive? This is where the struggle comes for us. But that's the challenge as well, and a beautiful challenge, because we are called to love the Lord. We are called ultimately to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, to give 100%. And in giving 100%, what we'll receive? 100%. You literally couldn't ask for anything more. Because when that's the case, you have received all. because God is all in all. And if you are filled with the fullness of God, you have it all. That's what he has in store for you. That's what he's offering to you. So St. Peter's question, yeah, it's a natural level question, and it's a selfish one, but it's a legitimate one. And the answer is literally beyond our wildest imagination. But if we are willing to love God, then what we will receive in return is literally infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine.